Okay, guys that did not practice for us today were Peyton, TJ, Danny Trevathan, David Bruton, Vernon Davis, CJ Anderson, Ronnie Hillman, Omar Bolden. The guys that were limited for us today were Bubba Caldwell, Sly, Benny Fowler, Evan Mathis, Vance Walker, Darian Stewart, Owen Daniels, Mike Schofield, DeMarcus Ware, and the rest of the guys were full. So, a few guys on the list today.
Did that list have anything to do with inside or the type of practice you guys had?
No, that's what they would have done either way. You know, we did a lot of reps and teaching today, and going to work through that, try to get some guys involved that maybe couldn't have been involved today, you know, so... But, it's a pretty clear picture where we're at right now, and we'll be day-to-day this week trying to get some guys to game day.
Did he do anything today like you expect?
Yeah, he worked out briefly this morning, did about a half hour of throwing, went through some drill work and stuff. So we'll see. We're going day-to-day with that and see how he comes out of each day. But, yes, there was some work done, field work.
You made the move at safety. Just because of your depth? And
Concern is David and Omar right now. And Shiloh, been in the scheme. You know, we drafted him there in Houston, so he's played for us before. Been a good special teams player. So, we feel like, Jeff, if need be, he could help us quickly, you know, from a standpoint of knowing what we're doing and helping Joe on special teams. So we'll get him involved today.
Garrett, with Peyton, he didn't throw outside today?
No, he's inside, yeah.
I
don't know. We'll see. We'll see how he comes out of each day. So we'll just take it day by day.
Coach, there's a lot of pieces to this defense, obviously. Have you had time to reflect on how good the cornerbacks in particular have been against opposing wide receivers?
Yeah, they've been excellent. And you know, we really play three starters the most of the year because we play a lot of what we call singles. So when we play teams that play two tights and throw the ball, Bradley's a starter and we go from there. So. It's been impressive how they play, but the thing that's really been impressive, I mean, none of them have missed any time. You know what I mean? They've been there every week. They're all workers. I take that back. Akeem missed that one week, but, you know, they've been there for us each and every week, and, they have a way of shutting down people, you know, which really helps you get after the quarterback and those type of things. So it's been very impressive.
Where are Vernon Davis and Danny in that?
They're still both in protocol, you know, day-to-day issues with that, and they're both doing fine today, but still in the protocol. So I couldn't tell you what step. That's all right, Mike.
Keogh Ponder move, roster move there.
Yeah, that was, like I said, strictly for our depth, you know, with Omar and David, where they're at right now, and just KO Shiloh giving us a chance, knowing what we're doing, to possibly play real quick for us this week if it need be.
Ponder it was hard to carry four quarterbacks.
Well, really, when you just look at our roster, Mike, you know, normally you're getting guys beat up or something. Somebody may be going to IR and creating spots. We got a lot of guys beat up right now that we're expecting back. So there's not a lot of places for us to pull from right now as a football team, you know, each week. So we just got to take it week by week, try to get to each Sunday and find a way to be successful.
Yeah, I mean, it's that time of year where you get beat up. It's from the way you read the list, this is – a little more than
yeah, it's extensive. It was a little extensive last week, and it's gotten a little worse. But I think our guys have done a really good job. First off, they understand where we're at, and you know, I think we know if we're missing some of these guys, exactly where we're going as we started today in practice. But also, think we've had some guys do a great job of making their way to Sunday and being able to do it. So, you know, I'm still hopeful that some of these guys on this list will get there. So we'll see.
Coach, you're obviously bringing along a new starting quarterback. Mm-hmm. What have you seen out of Carr? It's his second year. He's made a lot of progress. And what goes into that?
You can tell. I mean, he's obviously got a lot more snaps under his belt. He's been really big in some games this year. I don't know yardage-wise. I want to say maybe he's in the top six or seven guys throwing the ball as far as yardage goes. So very capable, becoming a really good player. They spread the field. Billy's, you know, running basically the Philly stuff. They're all over the place, you know, so – create a lot of matchup problems for us.
What's Hellman's issue with Duke?
Ronnie, his foot's been really sore. He should be involved tomorrow, I think, if everything goes good. He should be involved.
Are you hopeful for CJ and Ronnie, and how much does it help?
Yeah, I'm hopeful for both of them. But, Juwan, we got a lot of confidence in him. I thought he played good the other day. We always have Capri available, but it also gets back to the same situation I'm talking about. There's not a lot of places for us to pull from right now.
Garrett,
curious, do you watch these Peyton workouts, or does it get relayed back to you?
I definitely involved with them, whether it's film or personally over there, depending on what's going on that part of the day. But no, we got a good little process going on right now. We'll stick to it throughout the course of the week.
If I can get off injuries and a little general philosophy, every coach you dealt with probably influenced you a little bit. Mm-hmm. I want to go back to the first coach you had here, Dan Reese. What's something you picked up from him?
Well, Dan, to me, was just very consistent. You know, I go back playing for him, the approach and how we got ready to play as quarterbacks, John and I, and how he brought us along during the week, very consistent in our preparation. Heck, I can remember going to his house on Saturday nights back in the day and going through the game plan, going through the first calls from that standpoint. The game was a little different back then. You know, we didn't have the communication in our helmet, so everything was relayed signal-wise. So the relationship between me and Dan working on the sidelines to get to John and those type of things was a very close relationship. So obviously, I gained a lot of experience from him, but I just think his consistency as a person and a coach, he never changed. He was the same all the time.
Saturday night, did you bring a pizza, or did you?
I don't remember, but I remember going to his house a few times. I'm not saying we did it all the time, but when we played for Dan, we didn't stay in the hotel the night before a game. You know, we stayed at home, so he trusts us a little more. Nowadays, we put him in the hotel. So.
How difficult is it to be the same team twice?
Very difficult. You look at division games around this league, a second time around. I mean, just the games are very tough, and our first one was very tough. I mean, we didn't score a touchdown. You know, we played great defense. So I think Jack's done a great job. They're a very talented football team, and, you know, the second time around, we know what happened with Kansas City coming in here. So we understand what's at stake, and we're just trying to stay focused one week at a time.
Gary, you talked in the offseason about your philosophy of bridging the gap between the experience that your starting unit had and your backups. Mm-hmm. Where do you see that?
I think we made up a lot of ground. You know, I mean, you look at the offensive line, you look at some of the things going on with our team injury-wise, and I think the fact that we worked everybody in OTAs, we were willing to play everybody early in the season. You know, that was a topic with you guys all the time about Shaq playing and guys playing. So I think it's paying off in the long haul. I think the biggest thing I notice as a coach is I don't see panic on our team. You know, we sat in a meeting room last week, and there were a lot of familiar faces missing the night before the game, but there's no panic. Let's go play. This is what we got to do tomorrow. This is who's up. So I think we've grown from that standpoint.
A few more for the coach.
Obviously, just a walkthrough today, but you're seeing that continued process for DeMarcus and still kind of...
Yeah, he worked harder than anybody today, I can tell you that. Some of the players worked harder than others, you know, depending on who they were. But DeMarcus worked early, and he stayed out and worked late. So we'll continue that process with him. We think we have a chance this week, but we're going to listen to him as he goes through the week. But he's pushing hard. He's had a good 2 weeks, really good.
Bold enough, is Emmanuel scoop back to top and punt return?
Yes, and actually Shallow can go back there too. So he's another option for us to go back there. Jordan, of course, Jordan hasn't suited here for a couple of weeks, but that's always an option for us.
DeMarcus having missed some time, come back, and then had a setback. Will his workload potentially be reduced? I mean, is he?
Yeah, I think that's a good point. There's a plan in place. You know, he's not going back to play 60 plays when he comes back. We have to work him through that. What is that? Is that playing third downs? Is that 20 plays the first time he goes out? But there will definitely be a process in place as we, get him toward the end of the season and back to himself. Yes.
Okay.
You have a good day.